My name is Ramon Vargas, and I'm the facilities manager for Henry Street. I mean, the pandemic hit, and we had to close buildings and keep certain buildings open, and then change buildings from a school-based program into a food distribution center. And the day-to-day, basically, of my staff, and, you know, to try to get them to come to work every day, was very challenging because the staff member families are dying. My sister got sick with that. My brother-in-law was in the hospital for close to a month. And, you know, you hear, you know, there is 500 people dying a day, and then you hear there's 700 people dying per day. You know, you have to leave your family, and your family is under a lot of stress. Like, my mother was in VR, and she kept calling me, and she's like, why are you going to work today? You know, and myself, there were many days that really my stress level was so high that I felt like, you know, not coming to work. And not only me, I mean, I have staff that work very closely with me, and they were like, I don't think it's right that we are out here. The government is saying, you know, stay home, stay home. And I'm like, yeah, but we have a commitment with this community. You know, we got shelters that are 24-hour shelters. We have buildings that we have to service. We got equipment. We got to be out here. Somebody's got to do it. They will call me, and I will say, listen, if you're feeling like that, stay home today. You know, if you need to stay home tomorrow, stay home tomorrow. You know, they think that you're going to get sick, you know, and bring this illness to them, which it did happen with my brother-in-law. He kept working because he works in a supermarket. And he got sick, and he got his family sick. I mean, thank God he survived. There's a lot of people that, like, in my building, there were 7 people that died during that time. And there's still people that's dying. I mean, it's really hard. You got to be strong and be out here. I feel like we were, like, in a war zone. And people out there were so lost that I will find people just asking, you know, how could they get food? You know, how could they get access to service? There was people that was calling me about their rent. People was looking for food stamps or health insurance. So people would call me asking me all these questions. And all I could do was direct them to call Henry Street at this number. And, you know, somebody's going to reach out to you and help you out. I don't think I would have been able to do it without, you know, the entire support of open management and porters and handyman and supervisors. And then, you know, it comes May and June and July, and things start to settle down, at least in New York, and you start breathing again, you know, and you start feeling better. And even my staff started, you know, not panicking so much. And you still take all the precautions that we need to take. And thank God, you know, I think we did pretty good during the pandemic.